Welcome to From the Studio. I'm Jim Tevenin. Today, we begin a series of conversations around the new season of concert and recital performances by our Inland Northwest soloists and ensembles, especially those who will be heard on our regional concert of the week, beginning a new season at a new time in a couple of weeks. Concert of the Week is now heard on SPR Classical, Saturdays at noon. We have music by Antonín Dvořák in the background, played by members of the Missoula-based String Orchestra of the Rockies. The orchestra's artistic director, Maria Larionov, joined us recently for a conversation around their new season. It's my extreme pleasure and good fortune to be across the way from Maria Larionov, the artistic director of the String Orchestra of the Rockies. Maria, we were talking before setting the recording up and just thinking that it seems like a couple of hours ago that you were last in the studio here.
Yes, it does. I feel like we just finished the last note of our May concert, and here we are again, starting our 41st season after a thrilling 40th anniversary year.
Mm-hmm. Fine playing all the way across. And you are starting with this season with a tour, which is a new concept, I believe.
Yeah, it's been my dream to take SOR on the road. As you know, musicians love to take a program and really get it in their fingers and under their skin by playing it over and over. There's the music, there's bonding with other musicians, and it just is really something we all enjoy, especially in a group of 15 players. So we are going to Billings. We're opening the 75th anniversary season of their very prestigious Sukin series. And then we are coming back and playing down in the Bitterroot Valley, both in Victor and in Hamilton. And then we come home to our home at the Recital Hall at UM in Missoula. It's a fabulous program, including Boccherini, Ratavara, and the beloved Tchaikovsky Serenade.
Very good. What is the Ratavara piece that you'll be playing?
The Ratavara is a piece called The Fiddlers, which is a short piece. It's a programmatic piece based on sort of a fiddler in the country, and each movement depicts either him sitting in the dark in the forest and playing, or just sort of different little vignettes. It's really charming and very short and very creatively written. It's a real favorite of mine.
He's a fascinating composer, and Spokane Symphony is playing his Cantus Arcticus with the bird song as an essential part of it, which is just a kind of a really fascinating piece to me. Well, that's wonderful, and off to a good start, and always great to start with Tchaikovsky. And,
always fun.
Right. And then tell us what comes up next as the season marches on.
Well, we have some really fabulous soloists coming for the year. The first one in November is Pedia Muzicevic, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. He will correct me if I'm not when I meet him. Pedia is the artistic advisor of Tippett Rise, as well as a really interesting artist and musician. First, he's a fabulous pianist. But second of all, he does a lot of different creative projects, both with Baryshnikov in Florida, and he works at the Verbier Festival, I believe, and at the Banff Festival. And what's also very intriguing about him is he loves to speak during concerts. He loves to speak to the audience. He loves to talk about the pieces and sort of make it a different experience rather than a musician walking out and just playing the piano. And that really fascinates me. So I'm just so excited to have him come and play with us. He's doing Beethoven's fourth piano concerto in an arrangement for strings by Lochner. And it's really a favorite of mine, particularly that slow movement. I don't miss a lot of things about playing in orchestras. I miss that movement. So I'm happy we can play that.
Yeah, those Lochner arrangements are really wonderful because it boils everything down to just this wonderfully intense and rich presence of the strings. Who else is coming this year?
In February, we have what I call the best of Missoula. We have Dr. Jennifer Cavanaugh playing the Albinoni Oboe Concerto. Jennifer is an esteemed member, both in academia and in the musical world in Missoula. And this is a stunning Baroque piece, Albinoni. And we've wanted to have her play a concerto with us ever since I worked with her. She came and played in a Mozart concertante with us at SOR. And the rest of that program features our annual Next Gen, where we do side-by-side mentorship and performance with UM students and high school students. And we have expanded beyond Missoula. We've had kids from quite a few of the communities around, like Helena and places like that. And we are doing the Janacek Suite, which is a challenge. It should be a lot of fun. And in April, Stephanie Chase, virtuoso violinist, is coming
back.
Yes, she's coming back. She is bringing several of her own arrangements to perform with us. Sarasate Caprice Basque, Sarasate Romanza Andaluza, and Seven Songs of Defia. She did a brand new arrangement of that, which we'll be performing. She's also doing Vaughan Williams' Lark Ascending. So it's sort of half the program is English and half of it is Spanish. And it should be a lot of fun. She is just dazzling. You know, it's so inspiring. And it's inspiring to me when I see a string player of that caliber standing on the recital hall stage, which is, I don't know if you've been there, it's a very intimate hall. And she's standing and playing, and there are a lot of students who come into the audience for that, those kinds of performances. And just to see them listening and absorbing that level of virtuosity is really rewarding to me. So we're very excited about the season. We're also very excited that we were just awarded the 2025 Cultural Vision Award by Arts Missoula at the end of our season last year. So it's very exciting times for SOR.
Indeed. Well, Maria, it's always wonderful that you take a moment to stop by here on your trips from Seattle, where you live, over to Missoula to pull together the forces of the String Orchestra of the Rockies. Sounds like an absolutely wonderful season, and look forward to your visits again in front of each of these performances so we can share more information about it. You can find out more about the organization, the String Orchestra of the Rockies, and as well the concert schedule for this year, the musicians, and all kinds of other... because, Maria, you said you have done some revamping of the website.
The website is now updated, and I will also add that the Bitterroot Valley concerts are being presented by the Regal Ensemble. So there is a link to their website as well. The Regal Ensemble is a new organization founded by Joel and Rachel Schnackel, and they're doing wonderful work in the Bitterroot Valley and bringing a lot of great chamber music to the area. So they are presenting SOR in those venues.
Can never have too much chamber music. It's just a basic rule of the universe.
Yes.
That website is sormt.org. Maria Larionov, thank you so much again for stopping by, and great success this season to you and all the players.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Thanks for listening to From the Studio. We'll have more from a wide variety of regional performers in the weeks to come. Stay tuned.